What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 452. In this episode, I'll discuss an article comparing different methods of administering adenosine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode452. The article is titled Single Syringe Administration of Diluted Adenosine. The lead author is Mark McDowell, and this was published in Academic Emergency Medicine, October 2019. Because the half-life of adenosine is measured in seconds, administration must be rapid and followed by a 20 ml saline flush for enough of the medication to reach the site of action before it's metabolized. This has been traditionally accomplished by preparing a syringe of adenosine and two 10 ml saline flushes, and having a nurse administer them in rapid succession. Some practitioners prefer to hook the medication syringe and flush up to a three-way stopcock to reduce the number of syringe changes and time between medication administration and saline flush. As this can still be a complicated process, mixing adenosine with 20 ml of saline for a single syringe administration has been proposed as a superior method. The authors of this study sought to compare the relative efficacy and safety of a single syringe of adenosine diluted in normal saline to the standard two-syringe method for conversion of supraventricular tachycardia to normal sinus rhythm. The study was a single-center, prospective observational study of patients presenting to the emergency department in SVT treated with adenosine. Study medication was prepared by a pharmacist, and method of administration was selected by the physician according to their preference. Adenosine was either prepared as a single syringe combined with 0.9% sodium chloride flush to a total of 20 mLs, or as the conventional two separate syringes, adenosine followed immediately by a 20 ml saline flush. Rates of conversion from SVT to normal sinus rhythm were recorded. A total of 53 patients were analyzed. The median number of doses administered in the single syringe arm was 1, compared to 3 in the two syringe arm. Conversion to normal sinus rhythm with first dose of adenosine was 73.1% and 40.7% for the single syringe and conventional method, respectively, and this difference was statistically significant. Successful conversion after multiple doses was 100% in the single syringe arm and 70.4% in the two syringe arm, again, a statistically significant difference. Adverse effects were minimal in both groups, 0 in the single syringe arm and 1 in the conventional cohort. The authors concluded a single syringe method of adenosine delivery is non-inferior to the conventional two syringe method. Additionally, no adverse events were observed in the single syringe method. While the study was designed as a non-inferiority trial, the benefit of single syringe administration of adenosine is indeed impressive. It is logical that the single syringe method, being less complex, is not subject to delay between medication and flush administration, and it would prove to be a more effective method of administration. Members of the Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to in-depth and practical training from a pharmacist's point of view on SVT treatment and managing tachycardias in the emergency department. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside, keep you up to date with the medical literature, give you resources to enhance your rotation experience for students and residents, and give you access to me and hundreds of other hospital pharmacist to get answers to your clinical questions. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.